This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with Kylie Russell from last season of Bachelor in Paradise. And from Kylie, who was your bachelor? Zach?
So yeah, season 27 of The Bachelor with Zach. It's nice to see you guys again and be back, Bachelor Nation.
It's so funny because we had Tyler Cameron a few weeks ago and we're like, oh, like, you've never been on the podcast, so crazy. And then this week I was like, I think Kylie's been on like three times, like she's like a regular here.
This is my third time and I love this space. I always feel so welcomed and very energetic platform to be on, so I'm excited to be back.
We love having you.
When I hear your name, I think of one thing. And oh, you God, said it on you said it on our podcast, and that's what this is how I associate you now.
Do
you
know what it is? On clickbait or on happy hour?
I think you said it on clickbait. Do you
I'm
know what it is?
Already.
It's something that you do. It's something that you do.
That I drink Mountain Dew in the morning.
Yes. Yeah.
I literally got off of that podcast and I was like, why did you just word vomit? Like, are you good? Because although I do that, I don't want the world to know. But I live in California now and I feel like I have to be like a healthy queen, I guess. So we've dialed back on Mountain Dew and we only drink that ever so often. I don't even feel like they really sell that.
Instead of waking up and having a coffee, you'll wake up and have a glass of Mountain Dew.
She would keep a Mountain Dew at her nightstand and wake
really
up and that was the first thing she
would
drink.
You know what though? So that is crazy, Kylie. Like it is. But at the same time, there's people that are like crazy, crazy Diet Coke drinkers.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of similar. Anna Redmond is like obsessed with Mountain Dew also. I think they like sent her a bunch of Mountain Dew.
I don't feel so alone now.
You're not. There's a community of you guys out there drinking Mountain Dew.
I'm less embarrassed now. But yeah, like I said, I've tried to kind of put my health at my forefront and be a little bit better. But I think I will, if Mountain Dew is what kills me, at least I'll die happy, I guess.
You know what? Everyone has like their thing. You know, like Joe loves Pinkberry. And like,
okay. I'm over Pinkberry.
Oh.
Just so you
news
know.
Alert.
Just FYI.
Joe's no longer ordering Pinkberry every night after
just
dinner.
So you know. But if I were to do a pop.
Man.
It changed my
life. If I were to drink a pop, my go-to is a Coke.
Yeah.
I like Coke. Ooh,
I love a good Coke. Okay, it's a toss-up. Coke, yeah. Coke or Mountain Dew for me, but Mountain Dew is where my heart lies.
Do you drink coffee?
No, and I'm a nurse, so I work long 12-hour shifts. And not being a coffee drinker will be the death of me just because I'm so physically tired all the time. And it would be so nice to have like that espresso boost, but it's just, my taste buds are really picky. I'm 26 and I have the taste buds of like a 6-year-old child. So I'm hoping one day I'll wake up and they'll be like evolved, but unfortunately that's not yet happened. So no coffee for me. I want to like Starbucks. I want to walk in with like my cute scrubs and my like latte, but it just will never be me, unfortunately.
That's all right.
That's so funny to me. So you're like a chicken fingers and fries girl.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think too, that's why when we were traveling for Zach's season of The Bachelor, one of the things, put being on TV and like the emotions of like falling in love aside, like one of my biggest struggles was finding things on the menu in the different countries that I liked. It was a struggle and probably a red flag. But if they don't have chicken fingers and fries, like I don't want it.
What's the most adventurous food you've dabbled in?
Okay, so my junior year of college, I went to Spain for 2 weeks. And Spanish food is very interesting. In the South, we love a good hush puppy. And for whatever reason, I thought I was eating a hush puppy in Spain. It definitely wasn't a hush puppy. I bit into it. It looked just like one. And then there
was probably a croquette.
Yeah, probably. And it was not, I was very surprised that it was not what I was expecting. So I think the Spanish food in Spain really was out there for me. I ended up finding an American diner in like the pit of Barcelona. And I ate there like every other day just because I want to be so cultured. Like I really do. But my taste buds just hate me basically. So,
but you know what? Like if you're trying things, that's all you can do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like if you don't like them, you don't like them. I feel like it's just out of your control, like what foods taste good to you and what don't.
Thank you, Serene. Thank you for having my back. And it's like you said, it's not like lack of effort. I always put my best foot forward. It's just my body rejects me. So thank you for being my advocate.
I feel like I used to be judgmental of picky eaters, but then I like when you think about it, it's like if you're not willing to try different foods, like that is an issue. I think you should always be open to like trying different cultures foods, but if you're trying them and they don't taste good to you, like you can't do anything about that. Like if you don't like them,
it's
you don't
not
like
my
them
fault. I'm just a girl. Yeah, like literally.
You're just a girl who wants chicken fingers.
Well, I have
yes,
a friend
I
have a friend that I was just in Florida with, and he will only eat like a cheeseburger well done with ketchup and like Cheetos, and like that's all he'll eat. But
oh, no.
we have to pivot.
You're from Charlotte.
Yes.
And you're living where in California now? You're in San Diego, right?
Yes. I'm one of the basic Bachelor Nation stans that moved to California, San Diego specifically after being on a season. I'm actually in my apartment with, I live with Jess Gerard from my season of Paradise and Zach's season. She's in the room beside me. She's a work from home girly. So
oh my God. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jess, if you can hear us. but yeah, no, I have loved it. I've been here. I moved here mid-February, so it's almost been 2 months, which is insane how fast time has flown. It's taken some adjustment because it's so much different than the East Coast, but I really do love it.
What do you think it is that pulls so many people from Bachelor Nation to go live in San Diego? Like, was it on your radar before? Was it just like all of your friends were moving there? You thought it would be fun? Like, it's the whole San Diego Bachelor Nation thing is so interesting to me because there's literally so many of them there.
Yeah. So I honestly, for myself, if you would have told me prior to going on The Bachelor that I would ever move out of Charlotte, I would be like, you're insane. There's no way. I went to college there. I lived 10 minutes from my parents after moving out of my parents' house. Like Charlotte was my home. It was my community and I loved it there. And so I think The Bachelor and especially Paradise provided so much growth for me and allowed me to really become independent. So that kind of sparked my interest of wanting to get out of Charlotte and explore and experience new cities. And then everyone from my season. I know Kat lives here now, Genevieve, Mayo, and then Anastasia. And they kind of just picked up and came here. And so Jess and I were like, why not us? So I think it was just, it was never specifically San Diego for me. It was, I want to experience a new city. And all of my friends just so happened to go to San Diego. So that's why I chose it.
That makes sense, because it's like, it's an easy adventure, but it also feels safe probably to be like, I want to try something new, but I don't want to be like isolated and alone. And you know that you're going to have kind of a
community. It's also beautiful too.
I mean, it's not a hard place to live at all. Yeah. And exactly like you're saying, Serene, I did become very independent on The Bachelor, but I don't think, power to the people who can pick up and move and know no one. But unfortunately, that's just not something I probably would ever be comfortable with. So it's that comfort blanket of having my friends here while exploring a beautiful new city. So you guys should come and visit.
I've actually never been to San Diego.
I knew that, I think.
You've been before?
I've been twice, yeah.
Twice? I think I would love to go. It's just like we live in New York and it's like a bit of a mission to get out there.
Right. But no, it's far. It's like a 6-hour flight from North Carolina. So I feel like it may be a little farther for you guys. I'm very geographically challenged, so I'm not exactly sure. But New York was actually on the list. I know Davia and Greer both live in New York. And so I was like pulled in either that direction or San Diego. But I hate the cold. And unfortunately, you guys' winters are brutal. So I'm going to stay over here where I can go to the beach basically.
Good
every
choice.
Day.
Good choice.
Guys.
So what is a regular weekend for you guys? Are you all getting together all the time? What's that looking like?
Yeah. So I think because we have the comfort of each other, we find ourselves migrating to one another. We like to experience any new restaurants. We like to go to the local bars. There's two separate kind of like feels of San Diego. You have Pacific Beach, which is like your beachy bars, kind of gives like a college-y vibe. And I swear Jessica is obsessed with PB. Like she'd probably be buried there if she could. So she often drags us to PB, or there's like the Little Italy area. I would say it's like similar to New York vibes. Kind of like your older men, women, kind of just like vibe, very low key and subtle. So I guess it just depends on how we wake up that Saturday and what we're feeling. But if it's up to Jess, PB is where it will be.
PB is where it's at. And during the week, what is your life like? You were an RN, right?
Yes.
In Charlotte. So okay.
I was. Yeah. I was honestly really worried because I had been talking about moving since like September of last year. And I work in postpartum. So right after a mom and baby delivers in labor and delivery, they come to my unit and I take care of them for the next couple of days. And it's a very, very specialized field. And once you're there, no one really wants to leave because it's an amazing place to work. Long story short, I could not find a gig anywhere in San Diego. It was almost impossible. And so I kind of just given up. I was going to work at a med spa here, already like accepted the offer, was ready to go. And then the day I moved out, I found a position. Day I moved out of Charlotte, I found a postpartum position at a hospital here. And I like interviewed on a whim. Literally within an hour later, I had an offer letter. And then 2 hours later, I was on a plane to San Diego. So it was like everything had just fallen into place. I was so genuinely excited about my work and what I was coming to. So yeah, I'm a postpartum nurse here in San Diego.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It must have just felt like truly the stars were aligning for you.
Literally, because I think I was obviously excited about moving, but my job was kind of holding back that excitement because it wasn't where I felt like I was drawn to. And so that aligning literally was like, okay, I'm supposed to be going here. I'm supposed to be here and it's going to be a good experience.
Nice. What are your shifts? Like what shifts do you work?
I am a unicorn and I was able to get not only a new job, but I was able to get day shift. So I go in and that's really rare, especially if you're starting out on a new unit. You're typically always nights and then you have to work your way up to days. So I get into the hospital around like 6:45 in the morning and then I don't ever really leave until about 7:45 at night. So it's a long day once I'm there, but I only typically work three to four days a week. I have some days of rest like today in between. So it makes it worth it.
Nice. That's yeah, that's not bad then. I never know, because like sometimes like I'll hear nurses that work around the clock every day, and then you have like there's all different hours. So I was curious about that.
I power to them. I can never do that. I was off of work for like 2.5 months, and so my body was used to just being lazy, and then I go into my first 12-hour shift being back, and I felt like I had just died and come back to life. So I'm slowly but surely adjusting, but it's very hard on your body, but a really rewarding job.
Yeah, yes. I feel like that's such a special unit to work in, because you're kind of seeing people hopefully in like their happiest time with their newborns, and
yeah.
But also like stressful, because it's like
they're not getting any sleep, the baby's wanting to feed all night, the baby's crying. No, it's literally so rewarding. I feel like there's a lot of education that comes into my job of just like helping, especially a new mom transition into motherhood. I would say like 98% of the time, like you said, it's one of the happiest moments of their life. I do occasionally get some like baby daddy drama. That's always kind of interesting to see.
Yes.
I like sometimes I'm like, am I working on Jerry Springer, or like, am I in the hospital right now?
That's crazy.
Putting that aside, it's very refreshing and something I love to do.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
I could totally see you in that role. If I ever have a baby, I'll be like, Kylie, what do I do?
I'll fly out to New York and I'll tell you all of the postpartum tricks. I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I want to get into your dating life, but before we do, let me kind of summarize for everyone what went down with your season of Paradise. So essentially, you're on Paradise, you and Avon leave, kind of like you wishy-washy, but like you're kind of in a, you're somewhat of a couple. Then after the show airs, you guys post that you're together in San Diego. And then like 24 hours later, you post a story, or you might've posted it in feed, that he cheated on you and you guys are broken up.
Yes.
And that's kind of the last of what I know. And I think most of the viewers know. I know you went and did Vial Files, so I'm sure you talked a little more on that. But yeah, you want to catch us up?
Yeah, so that time period of my life was a whirlwind. Just like you said, I left with Avon on the show. It didn't really look like we were happy. We just had we had indifferences about kind of our ending when it came to the show. But we still decided to leave with each other as like boyfriend, girlfriend. I think it was like a 6 month time period in between filming and the very end of the show. We were a strong couple, as strong as we could be, because we were doing long distance. I had not yet moved to San Diego. I was still in Charlotte. He was here. And then we would make it a point to try to see each other at least once per month. And we did a really good job with that. And then, unfortunately, I did find out that news, and it kind of felt like everything was just like stripped away from me, and I was having to start from scratch. I'm not really seasoned when it comes to being in relationships. Aside from Avon, I only had one other boyfriend, and that was 6 years ago. So obviously I've talked to guys, I've dated around, but never really been serious with anyone other than those two men. And so I never been cheated on before. This was the first time. So having that happen to you was already like a gut punch, but then having to deal with it on such a public platform, that was like, I can't even put into words how devastating that was. And then I felt like I had to answer to so many people, because in one breath I was posting that we were together and that we were happy and everyone was texting me congratulations. And then all of a sudden I find this out and I'm like feeling I have to lie to people saying thank you and we're not together anymore. So long story short, I am in a place where I've completely moved past the emotions of finding something like that out. I'm trying to be, I feel like it was almost a sense, to be very honest with you, it's kind of a, I had the human emotion of like feeling insecure about myself there for a little bit. Cause I'm like, well, if he chose to do this to me, then there's obviously, I'm not enough, or there's obviously something wrong with me. And I know that's not the case whatsoever, but it was just that human emotion of like, okay, is there something I need to do better? I have now since grown from that and realized that that's not necessarily the case. It was just a character flaw on his end. But it's really just putting the pieces back together, just because we were in such a strong place where at the end of it, that I thought that he was my future and my forever. And having that stripped away from me completely so suddenly, I was like, okay, I got to start over. And I will say, I'm not going to lie, moving to San Diego, he was a big part of that prior to all of this happening. So I had to decide, one, if I was going to continue to move, if I was going to ever even be willing to speak to him again. Like, there were so many different things. So that was like, my life was a whirlwind in December and January. And then I decided to move here solely for myself. I wanted to prove to myself that I am independent, that I can finally cut the umbilical cord from my family and I can do big things without them. And then I wanted to experience this with my friends. I think right now, speaking on dating, I am not in a position to be dating anyone. I think that circumstance really just like took everything out of me. And I can't find it in me right now. I know it will eventually come to give myself like that to someone else again. So I think it's just all about time and allowing myself to fully heal before I jump back into something.
What was that feeling like then, moving to San Diego? Obviously, like, you have your girls there, you have friends, but like, he lives there, right?
Right.
So, you know, like, I'm now moving to the city where my ex, I don't know exactly like how you're referring to him label wise at that time, but like, yeah. My ex is living there, and like, you know, you have mutual friends in the city. Like, was there anxiety? Had you talked to him like, hey, I'm coming into town, we might run into each other? Like, what was that dynamic like, and how were you feeling about it?
So I was definitely very anxious. I would be lying if I said that even I still were in somewhat of communication. So he knew that I was moving. I think he was very anxious too, just because obviously he was in a like a place in a space where he wanted to get back together, but he wanted to give me time to heal, as well as his been very mature in all of this. He's wanting to heal and become a better person himself before he even jumps back into anything. So he wanted, I think we were both scared because we wanted to allow each other space to grow separately before, because, you know, you're in a new city, that comfortability of having someone that you were once so close to can easily draw you to them. But we didn't want it to be a situation where we just, like, because it was comfortable, we just jumped back in. And that wasn't even something that I was considering at the point, but knew it could be a possibility because it would have been easy. So I think I was definitely very anxious, but we had grown conversations where we were like, we just need to take this time apart and give each other space. A normal human should, but I don't harbor any like resentment towards Avon. I was very angry with him, especially with what he had done, but I just try. I know I can't continue to grow and I can't move forward if I don't find it in me to hopefully one day fully forgive him, because it's just not allowing me to fully move past that and fully be a better version of myself. It's probably been one of the hardest things I've ever had to navigate in my life. And I'm just trying to do it as gracefully as I can, as responsible as I can, and just truly look out for myself. Because at the end of the day, I think I need to put myself above everything when it comes to that situation.
Yeah. And you say, you know, it's not a normal way to handle it, but I really don't think there's any normal way to handle infidelity. I think, you know, I've been exposed to people in my life experiencing that in relationships, and like everyone handles it differently. Every situation is different. So, you know, don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you. It has taken a toll, especially on like my mental health. But I've been going to therapy. We love therapy. And just really trying to move forward and build a life for myself separately out here. I want my own identity out here. I want my own friends, and I don't want to fall into that negative space.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with forgiving him, especially because I think that's better on your own mental health when you do forgive someone, opposed to at least for speaking for myself, opposed to holding a grudge, because I feel like that negativity will just like linger with inside you. And I feel like that's not good.
But that's absolutely.
As of today, mm-hmm. Do you still speak to Avon?
I knew you guys were going to get into the nitty gritty of things.
You said you've been speaking to him.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So I will say, Avon and I are really good friends at this point. I have just been trying to navigate because I've only been here in like 2 months. I started my new job 2 weeks ago. So I've been trying to navigate. Thank you. Being here, working, and like I said, building a life for myself out here separately. So we're very good friends. We still catch up. I'm still kind of encouraging him on his journey of healing, just as I did. And I know he kind of brought it upon himself. He did receive a lot of hate in regards to this, and that took a big toll on his mental health. So just kind of healing from that. But like I said, I'm not in a space right now to fully commit myself in a relationship with anyone, Avon included. So I think we're both just working on ourselves before we decide how we would move forward, if that would even be a thing, or how we would grow in our separate ways.
Have you guys seen each other in person? I feel like it would be impossible to avoid each other.
So we have seen each other in person. The first interaction, it kind of like took my like, It was a shock just because I hadn't seen him in so long prior to everything happening. Right. Everything is very cordial, if I think that's the best word to put it. It's such a tricky space to navigate because I know my worth. I know what I deserve. And so I'm trying not to sacrifice any of that for anyone. So if there was ever even like a possibility or a chance for us to get back together, he would have to completely work on himself. And I would have to know in my heart of hearts, like, he is a changed person. So I just, yeah, you can, yeah. It's just a lot. No. It's a lot to process. And I think I talked about this on Nick's podcast, but for me, it was really hard because I don't think I'd ever truly loved anyone prior to Avon. So I had given so much of myself and invested so much in our relationship. That's very hard just to like walk away from immediately in the drop of the hat. So I've just been really trying to give myself grace, but realize who I am, what I deserve, and kind of just hold that to the utmost standard.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is the door is still open if the conditions were right and the work had been done.
Had been done, yes. And I don't know how long that will take. We could both be in a place where we've moved on, we've moved forward before that could happen. But I guess what I'm trying to say is my main focus right now is not dating. My main focus is Kylie and building my career. I'm starting nurse practitioner school in August. I just moved to a big city. Like there's so many exciting things happening for me that I'm not trying to dwell or put my energy into a relationship right now.
I know you're saying you're not ready to fully date. But if, let's say you went out with your girlfriends and you're at a bar and you meet a guy and you're like really into him, are you willing to go on? Like, are you willing to go on a date and see where things go?
I don't think it would be responsible for me to do so right now, just because okay. it wouldn't be fair to the other person, because in that moment, you know, like lust and desire, I could potentially feel ready. But I know in my heart, like one, oh, part of it still belongs to my relationship with Avon, and I'm trying to recover and heal from that and like move on from that, because I know it's already April, but like I said, I was so blindsided by all of this.
Yeah. And there's no timeline.
There's no timeline. And trust me, it would be so easy. My life would be so much better if I could have just woken up the next day after I found out about it and was like, F him, screw him, I never want to see him again. Because then I could just like wipe my hands clean and moved on. But unfortunately, that just hasn't been my healing journey. So I don't think it would be fair to the other person if I put myself out there right now. Could that change next week? Absolutely. But I just need the time and space to grow. And I'm typically old Kylie would be like, oh, absolutely. Cause it could kind of just fill a void at that point. But I'm really trying to be mature and grow. So I think for myself right now, what's best for me, I just need to focus on me.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If paradise was a thing and you were in a place where you felt ready to date, would you go back?
So I think when it comes to paradise, I would have to fully, the door between Avon and I would have to be 100% closed. And then again, I don't know if America wants to see me crying every other day of the week again. So we would probably have to ask America. If they're not that annoyed with me, then maybe. But honestly, I don't know. I loved paradise so much. Like when Jesse came down the stairs and told us that it was over, like I wanted to cry because I was so upset. Like, no, I'm like, can this last forever? But the aftermath of paradise really took a toll on me, not just in regards to like the Avon stuff, but I did receive a lot of hate. So I just don't know if I would want to put myself back out there again. But if America would promise to be kind, I don't know. It would just have to be the right time. I don't know. That's a hard question.
No, that's fair. It is a hard question.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite and like, absolutely no. But I don't know.
But it's so, okay to say, like, so, based on what I went through, like, if they were like, no, right now, it's okay. Like, we won't hold you to it. Yeah. If in a year they ask you and you decide to go, we won't hold you to this.
Okay. Thanks, Serene.
So you're really not ready to date, go on another dating show, or do anything until the door is fully closed with Avon.
Or fully open.
And the door is not, the door is not fully closed.
Yeah, I don't think it would be fair for me to put myself out there in that way. If the door was somewhat open with anyone, Avon included.
Yeah, I think that's
so just to be, yeah, to be respectful to all parties. Yes, you're right.
I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to play a game.
Okay, thanks.
Not at all to excuse Avon of his actions, because I think he was in the wrong. But do you think if the circumstances were different as far as you met in real life, you didn't meet on a dating show, and you lived in the same city, do you think, do you think he would have cheated then?
Whoa. That's a crazy question to ask her, Joe.
Well, I'm just, well, because, well, I mean, here's the thing is that we don't.
We talked about this, so I can kind of give you an insight of how we navigated that conversation.
Yeah, because I figured that. I think that is an excuse that most people make that cheat, that go on a dating show. Because the excuse is it's not, I'm different in a real relationship. Like they use it as an excuse.
Okay.
And I'm curious.
You're asking if he used the distance in the show as an excuse.
Yeah, I want to know what her thoughts.
Yeah, we actually did, this was one of the, we had like a big debrief at one point, and he kind of just came to me with, I'm not using any of this as an excuse, quote unquote. I'm just kind of telling you each time that it happened, this is where my headspace was at. And so there's no excuse for any of it. Like I talked about in the Vile Files, the first original time in July when it happened, when I received the pictures, I was a little bit like, okay, we had just got back from the show. If we wouldn't have been on the show, we probably wouldn't even be dating at this point, probably still just talking. So like, maybe we can work through that. But then when I found out about the Boston situation, I'm like, okay, there's no excuse for that. Like, I can't ever get past this. He did say in July, whenever he got home, a lot of his friends were kind of like asking him about our relationship, asking him about the seriousness of it. And he was very excited, and they just kept planting in his ear, well, you know, it is just a paradise relationship. Like, do you think it's actually going to last? So his excuse, in a sense, of doing what he did in July was because he thought that it wasn't actually like a lasting relationship, which I was very taken aback by that, because in my eyes, especially even though it was early, I never once questioned, oh, we just did that for TV. I think him and I went to Paradise for very different reasons. I think he, of course, wanted to go and like hopefully find someone, but he didn't really hold much weight to that. For myself, I didn't care about gaining an extra Instagram follower or getting paid. Like, I didn't care about any of that. Like, I wanted to find a man. I wanted to leave happy. And that was all that was important to me.
Yeah, that was very evident watching you on the show.
Yeah, clearly, yeah. And so I think in the beginning, for sure, if we would have met in a conventional way, I would have been in San Diego. We wouldn't have had the pressure of distance. Then I would hope he wouldn't. But then again, this is going to sound crazy too. I think in order for Avon to become a changed man, I don't want to speak on him, but in order for him to truly become the man that he deserves to be for someone, if that's not me, I think this needed to happen. I think, unfortunately, it happened to me, but I think he needed a wake-up call that he did have some character flaws. He does need to change. And unfortunately, it happened on this magnitude, but he had the whole world looking at him. And that is what has forced him to become a completely different person. So I don't know. I would hope that if we met in a conventional way, he wouldn't have done so. And it sucks that he did it to me. But I think for him and his personal growth journey, I think it needed to happen.
Hmm. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I like that. I think that makes sense. You answered my question. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Does it? I don't know. It's a lot.
I think it does. I'm also curious too, because I know like the door is still open. So yeah, to me, I'm like, well, if the door's still open, you're considering potentially getting back with him, but mm-hmm. I know you wouldn't get back with him if you think that he would cheat again. That's why I'm more curious just to think like maybe if you did live in the same city state and now it's not a relationship off the show, it's just different.
Is that a concern in your mind? Is maybe holding you back from revisiting that relationship that he may do it again?
I would say so. He has changed. I've seen just so much growth in him in the couple of months that he's been working on himself. So gun to my head right now, I don't think he would ever do that again. Yeah. But I feel like it would be abnormal as a human to not have that small insecurity in the back of my brain. Like, yeah, okay, well, if he's going out with his friends without me, like, what is he doing? Because that one time he did that, obviously it led to a different thing. He would give me all of the reassurance in the world right now, and he's working to do that. But it's still just that human flaw of like thinking, okay, that insecurity of like, okay, well, what is he doing tonight? I haven't heard from him. Like, you know? So it's really hard. I just have to, like, if I were to want to jump back into something like that, it would only be healthy for our relationship to fully 100% trust him. I can't continue to harbor or bring back what he did in the past in order for us to move forward. So that's another thing. In order for us to get back to that place, I need to 100% trust him and not have that insecurity anymore.
Yeah.
100%. I agree. Well, wishing you the best on that journey, whether the door opens back up or closes. I just hope that you end up happy.
Yeah. I appreciate you. I know. I want to be you guys. I'm ready just to be settled down and just living my best life with my partner. So hoping that one day I can get there.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy the bars with Jess. And
we will be dying in PB.
Yeah, have fun in PB. And let's play a little game. Let's do rapid fire get to know me with Kylie Russell. So we're going to ask you some questions and just the first answer that comes to your mind.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. So dream vacation spot.
Dubai.
Go to self-care.
Face mask.
Favorite song or artist?
Justin Bieber.
I feel like we may have asked you that last time. That was your answer last time.
And I will die saying his name. No time.
Go to drink at a bar.
Tequila, pineapple.
favorite food or cuisine?
Anything Italian.
And Mountain Dew and chicken fingers and fries.
Oh, sorry. I know. Gosh, that was, yeah, that too. That too.
Gold or silver jewelry?
Gold for sure.
Wine night in or girls night out?
I'm kind of a lazy girl, so definitely wine night in.
Current favorite beauty product?
I just got into like the bronzing drops. I don't like to wear a lot of makeup at work because I don't want to wake up early for that. So if I just put some of those on my face, it looks like I have makeup, and then plus my eyelashes and tips. So
you know what? I just started. I typically stray away from like skin tints just because my skin's so sensitive. I haven't really found one that like sits well with my skin. But the First Aid Beauty bronzing drops are
good.
I put them like if I'm wearing like strapless clothes, I'll literally put it like all over my chest and my shoulders. Yeah, it's really good. I love that.
And you said it's First Aid.
First Aid Beauty. It's at Sephora.
Okay, I'm gonna go look for it.
Go to comfort movie or show.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
A classic.
That's a good one. I actually just brought that up the other day.
Favorite season?
Summer. I'm excited for San Diego summers.
Oh yeah, it'll be your first time having like a full year of summer.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I am quite disappointed in the weather. It's been very chilly thus far. I always feel like I have to at least have a jacket on, so I'm ready for like the summertime here.
Same girl. And then what is your favorite holiday?
I would say Christmas, because that's when all of my family gets together.
Christmas is the right answer.
Yes, always.
Christmas is the only answer. Christmas. Well, Kylie, thank you so much for coming on Bachelor Happy Hour again. It was really nice catching up with you.
I appreciate you. We got deep today, but it was nice talking it out with you guys.
Not at the beginning, though. The first 5 minutes we talked about candy and pretzels and whatever else we were talking about. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned in and subscribe, because we have exclusive interviews every week.
Yep. Don't forget to subscribe. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.